Bold-faced lie, GOP blasts Biden's outrageous attempt to blame Trump for his manufactured border crisis. By Joshua Klein on February 6, 2024. Republican officials are expressing outrage over President Joe Biden's bold-faced lie in attempting to blame former President Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans for the border crisis driven by his own policies and his administration's expected failure to convince Congress to pass a $118 billion bill that would grant only $20 billion for border security and that Republicans say does not do nearly enough to secure the border. In a public address at the White House on Tuesday, President Biden urged Congress to pass the Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, which actually includes more legalized immigration in the guise of a border bill. "I'll be taking this issue to the country, and the voters are going to know that. Just at the moment we were going to secure the border and fund these other programs, Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no because they're afraid of Donald Trump," he said, adding that every day between now and November, "the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends." Biden then called on Republicans in Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine, to make it clear to the American people that you work for them and not for anyone else. In response, GOP members slammed his attempt to deflect blame for the manufactured border invasion onto Republicans after reversing Trump-era border security measures and reassuring Americans that the border has been secure for years now. "President Biden knows that demanding amnesty for illegal aliens, as he just did, will cause more illegal aliens to cross the border," wrote Senator Tom Cotton, RR, adding that the border crisis is by design, and that the only way to stop it is to vote Biden out. "If you're concerned about 300,000+ illegal aliens streaming across the border every month, vote for Donald Trump," he wrote in another post. Imagine how much more damage Biden would do in a second term. "The border crisis has been deliberately manufactured by decisions made by Joe Biden and the radicals in his administration," wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who highlighted Biden's reinstating of the disastrous catch-and-release policy, his having halted construction of the border wall, as well as his abolishing of the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy, an immigration law requiring the federal government to send migrants back to Mexico while their asylum hearings are pending. "All the chaos, death, and crime that resulted from these decisions happened because Joe Biden has refused to enforce our laws," he added. "The American people know how false, absurd, and insulting President Biden's words are today. This is an outrageous claim. It's a lie, plain and simple," wrote Congressman Michael Cloud, RTX. "Joe Biden stopped wall construction, ended Remain in Mexico, reinstated catch and release, and more," he added. "He made policy choices that caused this, and his attempt to pretend otherwise is absurd." Congressman Troy Enels, RTX, called Biden's remarks blatantly false, accusing the president of having created the crisis at our border. House Republicans passed H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act of 2023, which would solve the crisis Biden created, he noted, writing, "Don't believe the lies. The Democrat playbook, ruin something and blame Trump," wrote Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, RIA. "The border is in crisis because Joe Biden unraveled Trump-era secure border policies. Enough is enough," she added. Senator Katie Britt, RL, accused Biden of having spent the past 3 years causing, facilitating, and fueling the border crisis. "He continuously denied the crisis even exists. And he still refuses to do what's necessary to end it," she added. "Americans won't buy this spin for a second," insisted Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. After President Trump achieved the lowest illegal immigration levels in 45 years, Joe Biden's policies single-handedly created the worst border crisis in American history. "While Biden likes to say he's waiting on Congress to secure the border," he wrote in another post listing acts the president could undertake now, "it is interesting how President Trump was able to do it all on his own. If Joe Biden was serious about actually securing the border, he wouldn't sell off our border wall materials for pennies on the dollar," argued Senator Joni Ernst, Republican Iowa. "The only reason the border isn't secure is because the first day you were in office you reversed every Trump policy that was working," charged Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO. "Give me a break." There is a reason it has been called the hashtag Biden border crisis. He added. The total number of illegal immigrants that have crossed into the U.S. since the start of the Biden administration is larger than the populations of all but 10 states, noted House Ways and Means Chairman Representative Jason Smith, RMO. President Biden must end this madness and restore law and order. He added. Biden lied for 3 years by saying there was no crisis on the border, wrote Congresswoman Mary Miller, Ariel. Biden and Mayorkas lied when they said the border was secure. Biden signed EO 13993 on day one, which reversed every Trump border security policy and opened the border to an invasion of 10 million foreign nationals. She added. Yeah, and the earth is flat, mocked Representative Mike Collins, RGA. Calling attention to Biden's speech where he blamed Donald Trump for his border crisis and called for mass amnesty, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, declared that November 2024 cannot come soon enough. This madness and the invasion have to end, she added. Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, referred to Biden's remarks as the biggest lie since we were told Hunter Biden pays all his taxes. This is a lie, declared the House Republicans' official X account, insisting that Biden is the reason why our southern border is not secure. He's lost it, remarked the Republican House Committee on the Judiciary account. This is a bold-faced lie, wrote Congressman Ken Calvert, RCA, who accused President Biden of having taken action after action to weaken our border security, including halting emergency construction of a border wall while seeking to reward illegal border crossers with a path to citizenship. Does Joe Biden regret his executive orders that opened up the country to this invasion? Will he reverse course and reinstate Trump border policies that worked? Or will he continue to blame Congress? Asked Congressman Wesley Hunt, RTX, calling it a flawed strategy considering he's trailing Trump on border security by 35 points. Mr. Biden, try as you might, you won't win this argument with the American people, he added. They know you created this crisis. Now fix it. Under President Trump, illegal border crossings were at historic lows. Yet under President Biden, who has the same authority, illegal border crossings have hit historic highs, noted Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. Joe Biden has the power to shut down the border crisis he created. He just doesn't want to use it, he added. According to Senator Steve Daines, RMO, Biden inherited a secure border, strong economy and peace in the Middle East from President Trump. Everything he's done since he took office has left the American people worse off, he wrote. Joe Biden has the powers to secure the border, but instead he has decided to break the law and allow for an invasion into our country, wrote Senator Roger Marshall, RKS. If he will not protect Americans, each state must be allowed to take matters into their own hands, he added. The matter comes as Republican Senate candidates in battleground states are slamming the so-called bipartisan immigration bill, which was revealed Sunday night and was originally pitched as a solution to President Biden's border crisis, arguing that it won't solve the border crisis created by President Biden. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.